judgment and the ability to anticipate are all key, Rufus said. When Jason was chasing you, you got away, yet woke up to find him waiting for you. You think that was an accident? He sent you to where he knew he could find you. That is the kind of skill that makes for great adventurers. Thank you, Jason said brightly. Potentially great, Rufus corrected. Very, very eventually. Less nice, but I'll take it. The difference between simple abilities and skill abilities is their effectiveness when used inexpertly, Rufus explained. Simple abilities are easy to use and broadly effective, even with an inexpert user. A bolt of lightning that tracks enemies isn't hard to get right. Skill abilities fall flat if not employed correctly. Use them the right way, in the right moment, though, and they can turn a fight on its head.
Swift and balance is an interesting essence pairing, Emir said. Danielle Geller has those essences and knows how to use them well. Of course, you won't be able to match her dimension essence. Even her family was lucky to get a hold of that.
I also have the balance essence, Clive said. My abilities are very spell-oriented and require more anticipation and timing than agility or martial ability. As a Celestine, you can expect most of your abilities to be of the utility type, rather than spells or special attacks.
What kind of utility? Belinda asked.
As with everything else, Clive said, it depends on the essence and the awakening stone involved. With the swift essence you already have, Miss Wexler, you can expect movement abilities and effects conditional on mobility. The balance essence is trickier to predict. My powers, for example, are about balancing risk and reward rather than finesse. Lady Geller, on the other hand, does require finesse along with judgment and timing. The reward for all that challenge is abilities that can overturn a fight in an instant.
You're saying skill abilities are better if you have skills, Sophie said, and simple abilities are better if you're crap at everything.
That's not exactly right, Emir said. Simple abilities are more useful in more situations. In most circumstances, the best solution is the simple one. If you're building a team of adventurers, the last thing you want is to have a roster full of skill specialists. You mostly want people who have simple abilities and know how to leverage them effectively, with some high skill people splashed in.
Take Jason as an example, Rufus said. He has to work harder to efficiently eliminate monsters that most adventurers find easy. It takes him more skill and effort just to achieve the same result, let alone be better. His strength is handling monsters that many adventurers couldn't beat at all. That makes him a valuable addition to a team with a preponderance of simple abilities, while he would have little to add to a team already loaded up with high-skill power sets.
So you're highly skilled, are you?
Sophie asked Jason skeptically.
I caught you, he shot back.
The effectiveness of any power set comes down to the user, whatever the power, Emir said. My abilities, for example, fall on the simple side of the scale. Some martial technique helps, but they are fast, powerful, and useful in almost any scenario. Against someone who uses high skill abilities, I need to pressure them so their abilities that are harder to execute then become impossible. If I succeed, I win. If I don't, the fight is turned around on me in a key moment, and I lose.
I think something that has been overlooked, Clive said, is that every adventurer has a power set of 20 abilities. While most people tend to skew one way or the other on the skill simplicity scale, very few are all simple or all skill-based. Even if you end up with a lot of high-skill abilities, you will likely have a handful of more straightforward ones. They won't be the most exciting, but you'll find yourself using them the most, leveraging them to set up your more specialized ones.
He's right, Rufus said. My more exotic powers tend to finish fights, but it's the simple and reliable ones that make that possible.
You also need to understand that you don't really get a choice in which way you go, Clive said. Randomness is inherent to Awakening Essence abilities. People with an excess of time and access to experts sometimes try and slant the results, but even the most expensive and laborious efforts have mixed results at best. Some people just end up with high-skill abilities, and an essence-like balance makes it all the more likely.
I will say this, though, Rufus said. It's been my experience that people get the abilities to which they are naturally inclined.
Yes, Emir agreed. I have found that people are reflected in their power set. Mine, for example, is ostentatious yet effective. Rufus's is beautiful and dangerous. I don't really know about Jason and Mr. Standish.
Jason's powers are alternately deceitful and flashy, leading to a miserable, inexorable demise, Rufus said. There's a recording floating around of him maniacally tormenting a group of powerful adventurers as he brings them prolonged, horrifying deaths.
Everyone turned to look at Jason.
It was in a mirage chamber, he said.
None of them actually died.
Something you need to understand, Emir told Sophie, is that whatever the nature of your abilities, every essence combination is powerful in the right hands. We just need to find the right essences for your particular hands.
Every combination has the potential for greatness, Rufus said. Even the ones you might dismiss. When I was a boy, a man came through my family's academy with the duck essence. Everyone thought he was a joke, myself included. I couldn't understand why my grandfather took this boy from the countryside and placed him in our school. I learned the hard way that if you know how to use it, every essence is a threat.
That's why I asked Rufus to be part of this, Jason said. He grew up watching people come into their abilities.
Jason has apprised us of your strengths, Rufus said. Mobility and fighting skills are where he said you excel.
You think you can judge me?
Sophie asked Jason, then turned to Rufus.
Did he say I fight better than him?
He did, Rufus said.
Oh, Sophie said. Then maybe he can judge me.
You're being very rude to the people trying to be our benefactors,
Belinda said through gritted teeth.
If politeness is where they draw the line, then they aren't exactly reliable benefactors,
Sophie said.
That's an attitude I recognize, Clive said, looking at Jason. Rufus agreed with a chuckling nod. If you're confident, you can develop the skills, Emir said, pulling things back on topic. Then the balance essence might be a good fit.
Speed and skill are exactly what I'm looking for,
Sophie said.
All right, Emir said. That leaves one last essence. The adept essence is the obvious choice if skill is where you want to focus.
Rather than push harder into one aspect, Rufus said, it might be better to diversify, something that still synergizes while offering different abilities.
That's a good point, Emir said. I've seen people who overspecialize and end up with 5 answers to one problem and no answers to the rest.
Wind essence, Clive said confidently, tapping the list. There'll be at least 1 mobility power, and it'll be different from what the swift essence would give out. Some elemental control would definitely expand her power set, but wind will better match speed and skill than earth or fire would.
You make a compelling argument, Mr. Standish, Emir said.
Rufus nodded his agreement. What confluence essence does the swift, balance, and wind combination produce? Rufus asked.
Mystic, Clive said, not bothering to look it up. If you wanted something more aggressive, you could swap out balance for a might essence. It would produce the onslaught confluence.
Not a good idea, Rufus said. Onslaught is best for humans, with all those special attacks. Not an option anyway, Jason said. Might essences get snapped up quickly, so there's none on our list.
Mystic is definitely the superior choice for a Celestine, Clive said. Mystic can awaken some very interesting utility powers in which they excel.
Mystic is a common confluence essence, Rufus said. That isn't just because so many combinations produce it, though. A lot of useful abilities come out of the Mystic essences. It's an easy and effective choice, especially when you're working with common essences.
I have the mystic essence myself, Emiya said. Staff, might, magic, and mystic. All three of my combination essences are common. Two of those are highly sought after, but still common. Yet I've been nothing but happy with them.
Mr. Bahadir is right, Clive said. The mystic essence is well known for producing the kind of abilities that are rare in other essences.
What kind of abilities would I get from these wind and mystic essences? Sophie asked.
Mystic is wide open, Clive said. The awakening stones you use would be the defining factor, similar to the balance essence, but even more so. As for the wind essence, you can expect something movement-related, as well as some kind of elemental control. Probably a combination of both. A flight power is quite likely.
A flight power? Sophie asked.
That's right, Clive said.
Flight, as in being able to fly.
That's how flight works, yes, Clive said.
So that would be me, able to fly.
Yes, that would be you, flying, with your flight power, that makes you fly.
Am I overcomplicating this?
Seems straightforward to me, Jason said. Wish I'd known flying was on the table before I used the first essences I came across.
Just to be absolutely clear, Sophie said, I would have the power to fly.
You'd most likely be restricted to gliding at iron rank, Clive said. Eventually, though, yes.
Sophie and Belinda looked at each other, then back across the table.
That's the one, they said together.
A definitive choice, if I've ever heard one,
Emiya said with a chuckle.
It has some other advantages too, Jason said. The wind essence is common, but not as sought after as a magic or a might essence. It leaves room in the budget for some awakening stones.
I was looking at that list, Rufus said, picking it up off the table.
There are some interesting common picks on here. An awakening stone of the eyes is a good shot at giving a perception power.
I was looking at this,
Clive said, pointing out an item on the list.
A set of two awakening stones of the hand and two awakening stones of the foot, Rufus read. The price is right, but I'm not so sure about those stones.
You said yourself that every ability is good in the right hands, Clive said. My understanding is that Miss Wexler is quite the pugilist. Many people look down on awakening stones of the hand, but they're well known for awakening empty-hand abilities and attacks. Miss Phoebe Geller used a number of them and was quite satisfied with the results. They're exactly what an unarmed combatant wants in an awakening stone.
I've seen Phoebe Geller in action, Jason said. I saw her make elementals explode with a punch.
Awakening stones of the foot can also awaken unarmed attacks, but also movement abilities, and are similarly worthwhile to someone focused on unarmed combat, Clive said. To the right essence user, which I believe Miss Wexler is, this collection of stones is very underpriced. These four stones, plus the stone of eyes, and she would be well on her way to establishing her ability set.
Emiya and Rufus looked at each other, then at Clive.
Not bad, Mr. Standish, Emiya said. Not bad at all. Thoughts, ladies?
Sounds right, Sophie said. Moving, punching, kicking. Those are my areas of expertise.
That would be five abilities, plus the four from using the essences, Jason said. Almost half your abilities awakened out of the gate is pretty good. If that's settled then, I'll go straight to making purchases. I'm not the only one bargain hunting after all.
He stood up, then looked at Sophie.
I make a lot of money, but this still won't be cheap for me. The next 6 months, you'll be doing a lot of work to pay this back. A lot of work.
That may be the first thing I've heard you say that I'm halfway willing to trust, Sophie said.
Jason flashed her a grin.
If you're willing to trust me this early, you might not have been paying attention.
He swept out of the room dramatically, Clive and Rufus shaking their heads.
Do any of you understand that man?
Sophie asked in Jason's absence.
Definitely not, Rufus said.
I haven't known him very long, Emiya added.
I'm still unclear of why he accused me of sleeping with his wife, Clive said. He doesn't have a wife.
Neither do I, for that matter, which did not stop him from accusing himself of sleeping with her.
Jason suddenly stuck his head around the door.
I just remembered, he said. Not sure if anyone mentioned, but one of the perks of having a full essence set is you don't have to poo anymore.
His head retracted as he set off down the hall again. Emiya, Rufus, Clive, Belinda and Sophie all looked at the empty doorway.
I'm changing my answer, Emiya said, breaking the silence. I've just now known him long enough to realize I absolutely do not understand him at all.
Chapter 6. This is the moment. The Adventure Society campus became a continual series of memorial services. There were so many dead that group memorials were being held one after another. First came the largest groups, made up of the least influential adventurers who had passed. The memorials took place on the North Shore, where they could be easily overseen from the high terraces of the Cloud Palace. Gary and Rufus, as expedition members themselves, made their way out of the Cloud Palace to attend each and every service. Jason, Emiya, and the adventurers among Emiya's staff could all be found on the terraces at various times, watching the somber proceedings. After the larger group memorials came the smaller, more exclusive ones, each of the most prominent families having a service for the people they lost. Jason and Emiya attended the service for the Geller family, and Jason for the Mercers. He stood close to Cassandra, who held his hand tightly. Thadwick didn't give Jason so much as a glance. Rufus and Gary chose not to have Farah memorialized until they took her home. Her casket was stowed away somewhere deep in the Cloud Palace. Rufus had notified her parents over Waterlink, looking twice his age afterward. Neither Gary nor Rufus went back to the lodgings they had shared with Farah. Jason settled accounts with Madame Landry and collected their things. Before he took Sophie to perform her essence rituals, Jason took her and Belinda up to the terraces to see one of the memorials. Becoming an adventurer is an opportunity, he told them. But it's also a danger.
You think we don't know danger? Sophie asked.
Of course you do, Jason said.
You know the worst kind, the malevolence you can only find in people.
Monsters are different. They don't hate you. They just want to kill you. An intelligent enemy can obsess over you, pursue you relentlessly. But you can manipulate a malevolent enemy. You can reason with them, play on their fears and desires. That doesn't work on a monster. One of you is better at killing than the other, and that is the only question between you. No hesitation, no doubt. It's a simpler danger than an avaricious crime lord, but one that can't be talked down or negotiated with. A monster's only objective is to kill you. The two women looked at Jason. He was leaning on the railing as he looked at the memorial below without really seeing it. He continued to talk, gaze still caught in the distance. This life can kill you without giving any recourse, he said. It can and does take even the best of us. Being an adventurer can give you everything you ever wanted. Wealth, respect, power. For some, that's all there is. They take it all without paying the price. But they aren't really adventurers. He tapped his hand on the terrace railing. You'll see amazing things, like a palace made of clouds. On almost any given day, there's no better life than being an adventurer. But there are some days, if you're a real adventurer, when you earn all the others. You make the hard choices and have to put everything on the line. You walk through the fire so no one else has to. He finally turned to face the two women. Rufus gave me this speech the night before I completed my essence set, and now I've given it to you. You'll have to choose for yourselves what kind of adventurers to be.
You don't make being what you call a real adventurer sound very appealing,
Belinda said. He gave them an odd smile, weary and a little sad, but with an underlying satisfaction. I wake up every morning proud of who I am, he told them. I go out into the world, never regretting that I didn't at least try and be the person I want to be. I face dangers and make mistakes. Sometimes I get beat, and sometimes I win. I stand up for what I believe in, whatever it costs me. When you give everything, you have to be who you want to be. That's freedom, whatever your circumstances. He turned his head to look down at the memorial happening below. If wealth and power are all you want, he said, then you can have them. Make all the safe choices and reap the rewards. Many adventurers do just that, and objectively, it's the smart choice. But if you want to see who you really are, what you're really capable of, you have to push yourself to the limit. There's no better job for that than being an adventurer. He turned from the railing, looking at them straight on. You get the essences either way, he said. You have 6 months to decide what comes after. For now, Clive should have the room ready. On the way to one of Emir's ritual rooms, they passed through a walkway connecting two wings of the palace. It was high up on the towers, spanning over the sea below. The path was broad, with open-air sides and doubled as a garden. Flowering vines grew directly out of the cloud stuff, lush green leaves and bright blossoms lining the sides of the walkway. Jason laughed as they walked through it. I don't think I've gone a day in this palace without a pleasant surprise, he said. Good, Belinda said. It's not just us, then. How do you find your way around? Sophie asked. We've gotten lost more than once. One of my abilities maps all the places I go, Jason said absently, as he stepped to smell the flowers. Can you smell that? This is amazing. You think flowers are amazing? Sophie asked. Emir stores this entire palace in a bottle not much bigger than your head and still successfully cultivates flowers. Where's your sense of wonder? Speaking of scents, Belinda said, what's that perfume you're wearing? I'm not wearing one, Jason said. You don't need to be embarrassed, Belinda said. Lots of men wear scents. I'm not worried about being embarrassed, Jason said. I'm really not wearing a scent. Humans don't smell like that, Belinda said. Just a little bit of sweat and they smell like leather left in a damp cupboard. You smell more like an elf or a Celestine. But even more so. Fresh like, springtime, Sophie said, as Belinda searched for the right word. Yeah, Belinda said, looking at Sophie with surprise. That's exactly it. I'm not human, Jason said. This is just how I smell. He resumed his way along the cloudy garden path, and Belinda shared a look with Sophie. He smells like springtime, Belinda said. So what? Sophie asked, and followed after Jason. The ritual room had the usual walls and ceiling made of cloud, but the floor was a single slab of black stone, cut perfectly level and smooth. Given that the room was around half the size of a basketball court, Jason was impressed. Clive was waiting for them, with a magic diagram drawn on the floor with lines of golden light. Clive is going to be doing the rituals, Jason said. We'd be here all day if it were me, and he's the expert in any case. Clive's essence ability, Enact Ritual, made drawing out and performing rituals much more convenient. Jason looked over the diagram, which had two magical circles partly overlapping as its core. Jason's knowledge of ritual magic included several essence rituals, but this was more complicated than anything he knew. I thought essence rituals were meant to be the simplest ones, Jason said. This is a double essence ritual circle, Clive explained. The idea is that absorbing more essences at once promotes inter-essence synergy. It's yet to be proven effective due to our limited understanding of how abilities are selected, but it doesn't hurt to try. Two at once? Sophie asked warily. Will there be any side effects? None at all, Clive said. In fact, while studies have never been able to prove an increase in synergy, they have discovered that simultaneous absorption alleviates the purging effect compared to sequential absorption. When you hit iron rank, your body will be improved through magic, Jason said.
Part of that improvement is dumping out all the bits it doesn't like in the form of gunk.
Gunk?
Sophie asked.
Lots of gunk,
Clive confirmed, and pointed over at the side of the room where there was a small door.
As soon as you've absorbed your essences, go straight through there before it hits you. Belinda, you should join her as she may pass out. There is a shower in there for once she's done, and Jason kindly provided some of his crystal wash supply that I also left in there. There is also an extensive closet from which Mr. Bahadir said you may take anything you like to keep.
You might not even need the crystal wash,
Jason said, as Sophie and Belinda wandered over to take a look into the next room. There was a shower large enough to lay down in, plus benches and cabinets.
The shower will probably be enough, Jason continued.
That is a lie, Clive said. You will absolutely need the crystal wash, won't you, Jason?
Yes, Jason sullenly conceded.
If you knew Jason, Clive said, you would realize that he would rather part with those essences than his crystal wash. Speaking of which, do you have them?
Jason took out the two essences he had procured, along with 5 awakening stones, laying them all on a bench sitting against the wall. The essences were cubes, shining with color. The wind essence was a roiling mass of white, mixed with streaks of pale gray and blue. The balance essence had its colors divided in a dead straight line in the middle. The colors of each side constantly shifted in contrast to the other, red and blue, black and white, green and purple. Most of the awakening stones were a plain peach color by comparison, while the last looked like an oversized glass eye.
That one's kind of creepy, Belinda said, looking at the eyeball one. How do we even know those are what they say they are?
Sophie asked.
Really?
Belinda asked, turning on her.
Are you trying to get them to change their minds?
I wouldn't worry, Jason said.
Clive takes his experiment subjects from villages in the Delta where people will just assume a monster got them.
What? We still don't know why Asano is doing any of this, Sophie said. If he's in this to help us, then why give me essences when throwing us through a portal would get us away from everything?
Sophie!
Belinda scolded.
No, Jason said.
His voice was suddenly hard and cold, arresting everyone's attention. The signature amused insouciance fell from his expression. His relaxed posture became firm. He locked eyes with Sophie across the chamber.
It's hard for you to trust, he told her.
So?
She said, glaring back. The real answer is half measures. I agreed to help you. Sending you away to live the same lives again just leads you to the same end. If I'm going to save you, then you're going to stay saved, which means that when I'm done with you, you need the means to protect yourselves. He arrived in front of the bench with the essences, placing a hand on each. In this world, that means essences, he said, picking them up. They are the line between acting and being acted upon. He walked back to Sophie. They are the difference between dominion and obedience, justice and iniquity, controlling your destiny and being a pawn of fate. He held the essences out in front of her. Why? Doesn't matter, he said. All that matters is the choice you make right now. Sometimes the moments that define our lives go unnoticed until later. This is not one of those. I am offering you the chance to literally grasp your destiny. Take it or walk away, knowing that this is the moment that decides everything that comes after. He stood there, still holding the essences. Sophie looked at the essences in his hands, then up at his face. He gave her a goofy grin.
What are you? She asked him. A fool. A madman. A liar playing games only he can see.
Yes, he told her, eyes sparkling.
I once met a woman who thought that essences shape who you are. But she was wrong. Essences are power. And power doesn't change you, it reveals you. Give someone the power to be who they always wanted, and you will see who they always wanted to be. This is who I am, good and bad. This is your chance to be who you want to be, not who you have to be to survive. Her response came in a soft voice, the first time Jason had seen her vulnerable.
I don't know who I am without that.
Do you want to find out? He asked gently. She nodded, placing her hands on the essences he was still holding out for her. Chapter 7. Iron Rank. In the ritual room, Clive was rubbing his hands together.
Now for the good part.
The good part?
Belinda asked.
Jason has an ability that he shamelessly squanders, Clive said. He could be a one-man revolution in how we categorize powers, but he refuses to come and work for the Magic Society.
That would be the Magic Society run by the guy who wanted Miss Wexler for what I can only assume to be a creepy love dungeon? Jason asked.
Oh, Clive said, looking between Sophie and Belinda. I'm probably not going to sell you on the virtue of the Magic Society, then.
Not likely, no,
Sophie said. She was still holding the two essences she had accepted from Jason.
Hold on, Clive said, turning to Belinda. Why did you accept the job as my assistant, then?
To find out more about Lamprey, obviously. Also, it sounded pretty interesting, and no one is looking to put me in a love dungeon.
I guess Jory didn't show you all the renovations, Jason said, which got a laugh from Sophie. Jason's head swiveled around to look at her in surprise.
What?
Sophie asked. I've never heard you laugh before, Jason said.
You have a problem with the way I laugh?
Not at all, he said. It's just that our normal interactions range from you saying you don't trust me to you kicking me in the head.
She's like that with everyone, Belinda said.
I guarantee you that Jason's worse to deal with, Clive said.
How am I worse? I'm affable. And I didn't just make up that kicking me in the head thing.
He's definitely worse, Clive said to Belinda. You have no idea what he put me through when we first met.
Jory told me to do it, Jason said.
He told you to tell your landlady that I slept with the wife you don't have.
He left the specifics to me, but yeah.
Why would he do that?
Clive asked. You were investigating me for forging spirit coins or whatever.
You made counterfeit coins too?
Belinda asked Jason.
Wait, Clive said, turning to Belinda. You made counterfeit spirit coins?
No.
I think it's time to use that ability, Clive, Jason said. He opened his contacts list, selected Sophie, Belinda, and Clive, and sent party invites.
You have received a party invitation from Jason Asano. Accept, yes, no.
Sophie and Belinda were startled by the sudden appearance of screens in front of them. Belinda started waving her hand in the air in front of her.
Party invitation? She asked. Like where everyone dresses up?
More like where people form a group to go fight a monster, Jason said. This is an ability I have that I can share with other people. It lets you know things about the world.
What kind of things?
Sophie asked. Accept the invitation and find out. She barely hesitated before nodding, to Jason's relief. Sophie was like an alley cat that had been kicked so many times it didn't trust you when you tried to feed it. Shortly afterwards, she was staring wide-eyed at one of the essences in her hands.
Item, wind essence, unranked, common. Manifested essence of the wind, consumable, essence. Requirements, less than 4 absorbed essences. Effect, imbues 1 awakened wind essence ability and 4 unawakened wind essence abilities. You have absorbed 1 of 4 essences. Once absorbed, an essence cannot be relinquished or replaced.
I don't see anything,
Belinda said, and Jason offered her his hand to shake. As they touched, a window appeared in front of her.
Jason Asano, Outworlder, Essence User, Iron Rank.
One of the features is that you can identify things by touch. You don't get much from people, but it's useful for items,
He looked over at Clive with a frown.
As you can see.
Clive opened up his magical storage space. Unlike Jason's, which was a video game inventory only Jason could see, Clive's storage was accessed by creating a circle of magic runes, glowing as they floated in the air. Inside the circle was a portal, through which he could stow and retrieve objects. He pulled a series of racks out through the portal, laden with items. He started picking them up, one by one, scribbling in a notebook as he went.
Clive? Jason said.
Yeah?
Clive asked absently, not looking up from his focused task.
Did you save up a bunch of items you wanted to catalogue until the next time we were in a party?
I figured if I asked, you'd say no.
Of course I'd say no.
That's why I thought to myself, what would Jason do? Obviously, he'd just do it without asking, and then point out that no one said he couldn't.
That's what I'd do, is it?
Of course it is, Clive said. Also, I'd like to point out that no one said I couldn't.
Jason groaned.
Look, we need to get on with this ritual, he said. Pack it up for now, and you can do some more while she's recovering before we move on to awakening stones.
You promise you let me finish at the end?
Clive asked.
Yeah, all right, Jason conceded. It's not like I actually have to do anything. I just don't want you treating me like I'm administration software.
Jason looked at the racks of items Clive had pulled out.
Do you even have time to be doing this? I was surprised you even agreed to help with the essence ritual. I thought you'd be neck deep in what they brought back from the expedition by now.
I won't be allowed to see it for at least a few days, Clive said, as the rack started vanishing back into his dimensional space. Whoever figures out what they were after will look very good in the eyes of the wider magic society. Lucian Lamprey is motivated entirely by personal benefit, and I'm the son of eel farmers. First look at what they brought back goes to the Magic Society members he wants favours from.
The mention of Lamprey arrested Sophie and Belinda's attention.
We all know about Lamprey's definition of personal benefits, Belinda said bitterly.
Lamprey's obsession with bringing Sophie into his power was a primary source of Sophie and Belinda's troubles.
Do you think your colleagues will find the answer? Jason asked Clive.
Highly unlikely, Clive said. Greenstone's Magic Society is almost as rotten as its Adventure Society. It's basically a social club for people who like magic toys, with only a handful of genuine researchers. There aren't a lot of experts per field, and I suspect it will require actual expertise in astral magic. Aside from me, the only astral magic scholar in Greenstone was Landemir Vane, who you killed.
That sounds accusatory, Jason said.
It would have been better if you had killed someone stupid. He was a capable magical scholar.
He didn't list his accreditations before trying to kill and eat me.
Did you just say eat?
Belinda asked.
I certainly did, Jason said. You two don't have a monopoly on being caught in bad situations.
While Clive put away his racks of paraphernalia, Jason moved over to Sophie. She was still staring at the essences in her hands with fascination.
Now you know, he said.
Know what?
She asked, looking up at him.
How I see the world.
Is it like this for everyone, where you come from?
No. I lost my humanity when I came to this world. This is what I got in trade.
She watched his expression as he looked at the essences in her hands. He was clearly caught up in some memory, his mask of perpetual amusement briefly absent.
You've been through your own troubles, haven't you?
She asked softly. He looked up, flashing her a grin as his usual visage returned.
Nothing that rakish charm and dashing good looks couldn't handle.
She frowned, searching his face for something authentic.
I can never tell what's real with you, she said. I've known manipulators before. The good ones use vulnerability as a weapon.
When I first met Cassandra, I told her that there was only one way to use vulnerability as a weapon.
That was a lie.
Yes.
Leave her with a question and plant the seed of seduction, Sophie said. I've seen it work before.
It was just some flirty banter, Jason said. It wasn't some kind of organized campaign.
Of course it wasn't.
men like you try to turn the world into a story, even with friends and lovers. It's like breathing. You don't even realize you're doing it.
You think you know me pretty well, he said.
I've known plenty like you. Some are subtle, others outrageous, like you, keeping people off balance so you can tip them over. You're not special, Jason Asano.
Clive had finished packing away his things. He stood with Belinda, observing Jason and Sophie across the room. From that distance, they couldn't hear the softly worded exchange, but watched their body language. They stood right in each other's faces, neither looking away. Their bodies had confrontational stances, but were close together. The cubes in Sophie's hands filled most of the space between them.
That's trouble, Clive said to Belinda. Yes, she agreed.
I hope Jason doesn't do something stupid.
If he doesn't keep his hands to himself, she'll break them.
That's not what I meant, Clive said. Jason has very specific views on power relationships, and while his values might be strange, they're important to him. He's not Lucian Lamprey.
Then what kind of stupid are you talking about?
Look at the choices he made to get you here, Clive said. What iron ranker would face down a silver in order to turn a pair of thieves into adventurers?
I still don't know why he would go this far for strangers. He made his big speech, but that felt more like he was telling a story than telling the truth.
Farah, Clive started, his throat catching. I think she was the only one that really understood him.
That's the woman that died. Clive nodded.
When I first met Jason, I wanted to understand him better. I mean, a man from another world. For an astral magic scholar like me, it was the opportunity of a lifetime. Farah told me that under all the Jason, he feels constantly exposed, beset on all sides by powers that could easily destroy him.
I know that feeling, Belinda said.
And he recognizes that. It's why he wants to help.
It's that simple.
He has a bit of a hero complex.
That kind of thing gets people killed, Belinda said.
Probably, Clive said. But where would you be right now if he didn't have it?
Clive left Belinda at the edge of the room, moving up to the magic diagram. He directed Jason to get out of the way with Belinda and Sophie to step into the magic circle. He instructed her to hold her hands out from her sides, with an essence cube in each. He took out a magic wand and started waving it like he was conducting an orchestra. The air in the room stirred, centered on the diagram and Sophie within it. It swirled around her, whipping her silver ponytail.
Is this how yours went?
Belinda asked Jason, quiet, so as to not interrupt.
I didn't have an essence ritual, Jason said. I just absorbed my essences with my vast magical powers.
Because you're some weirdo from another world?
Pretty much, Jason said, wondering once again how accurate his translation power was.
The wind continued to pick up as it stormed in the enclosed ritual chamber. There was a sonorous hum, and they felt a prickling on their skin. The sharp taste of ozone filled their mouths. Light from the magic diagram on the floor started floating up in golden motes, drawn into the two essence cubes. As the light sank into them, the essences shed dust that floated into the air, also faintly glowing. Slowly at first, then with increasing pace, the essences dissolved, riding the wind to shroud Sophie in a magical squall. Rainbow light appeared in the squall, sinking into Sophie's obscured body. The last of the essences turned to glowing dust, swirling around Sophie. Suddenly the wind stopped dead. The glowing dust stopped glowing, dropping to the ground. The magic circle faded as the now powerless dust scattered across the stone floor.
Party member, Sophie Wexler, has absorbed wind essence. Sophie Wexler has absorbed 2 of 4 essences. Progress to iron rank, 50%, 2 of 4 essences. Wind essence has bonded to the power attribute, changing power from normal to iron zero. Master all wind essence abilities to increase the power attribute. You have awakened the wind essence ability, wind blade. 1 of 5 wind essence abilities have been awakened. I love this part, Clive said.
Party member, Sophie Wexler, has absorbed balance essence. Sophie Wexler has absorbed 3 of 4 essences. Progress to Iron Rank, 75%, 3 of 4 essences. Balance Essence has bonded to the Recovery attribute, changing Recovery from Normal to Iron Zero. Master all Balance Essence abilities to increase the Recovery attribute. You have awakened the Balance Essence ability, Equilibrium. 1 of 5 Balance Essence abilities have been awakened.
That didn't feel bad at all, Sophie said.
Essence rituals are very gentle, Clive said. It's only if you shove the essence inside yourself without one that the experience is a harsh one.
You're just bitter that you didn't get to see me do it, Jason said.
That's true, Clive said, as he read the description of Sophie's first new power. Ability, Wind Blade, Wind, Special Attack, Cost, Low Mana, Cooldown, None, Current Rank, Iron, 0.00%, Effect, Iron, Create a cutting projectile of air.
Special attack, Clive said.
You probably won't get many, so each one is valuable.
Ability, equilibrium, balance, special ability, cost, none, cooldown, none, current rank, iron 0.00%. Effect, iron. Meditate to slowly accrue instances of integrity up to an instance threshold based on the recovery attribute. Instances quickly drop off when meditation ends. Integrity. Heal over time, mana over time, stamina over time. Holy. Periodically recover a small amount of health, stamina, and mana. Additional instances have a cumulative effect.
See, this is great, Clive said, jotting in his notebook. Jason, you really should be helping out the Magic Society with this ability. People have an instinctive sense of their abilities, but they aren't always great at verbalizing them. The time and inaccuracy this saves is fantastic.
Eyes on the prize, Clive, Jason said.
Right,
Clive said, refocusing on Sophie. 3 intangible, translucent cubes floated out of her body, interposing on one another until they formed a single cube floating in front of her. Still insubstantial, it had a vibrant blue color.
The confluence essence, Clive said. Take it.
Sophie reached out, and the intangible object became solid at her touch. It began dissolving into blue smoke in her hands, which seeped into her body until it was gone.
Party member Sophie Wexler has absorbed Mystic Essence. Sophie Wexler has absorbed 4 of 4 essences. Progress to Iron Rank, 100%, 4 of 4 essences. Mystic Essence has bonded to the Spirit attribute, changing Spirit from Normal to Iron 0. Master all Mystic Essence abilities to increase the Spirit attribute.
You have awakened the Mystic Essence ability, Strong Soul. 1 of 5 Mystic Essence abilities have been awakened.
Strong Soul sounds good,
Belinda said, reading the description.
Ability, Strong Soul, Mystic. Special ability, Dimension. Cost, none. Cooldown, none. Current rank, Iron 0.00%. Effect, iron. Disruptive force damage dealt to you reduced by a large amount. Other damage dealt to you is reduced by a small amount. Resistance to dimensional and astral effects and energies is increased. You can physically interact with incorporeal entities.
How does having a strong soul make you take less damage?
Belinda asked. My advice is to just be glad it does, Jason said. My damage reduction power is stabbing them in the back. How do you feel, Wexler? Sophie was still reading the last system message.
You have absorbed 4 of 4 essences. All your attributes have reached iron rank. You have reached iron rank. You have gained damage reduction against normal rank damage sources. You have gained increased resistance to normal rank effects. You have gained the ability to sense auras. You have gained the ability to sustain yourself using sources of concentrated magic.
She stood awestruck in the middle of the chamber, rubbing one hand over the back of the other, feeling her skin.
This feels incredible,
she said, her usual tone of cynicism completely absent.
You need to go into the side room,
Clive reminded her.
What?
She asked, looking over at him, distracted.
The side room. Clive repeated. Now.
I feel fine, Sophie said. Better than fine.
Give it a moment, Jason said, stepping up next to Clive.
I don't see what you're...
Sophie's face went pale. She sprinted for the side room, slamming a hand on the golden mark that opened the door. She rushed inside, and the others heard her violently throwing up.
I'll go check on her, Belinda said.
Chapter 8. Getting Stoned. Sophie and Belinda emerged from the side room, Sophie wearing a fresh outfit.
That was deeply unpleasant,
Sophie said, still looking peaky.
I imagine Jason had it worse, Clive said. He's an outworlder who came here before ever getting an essence.
Why does that matter? Belinda asked.
He made his body from the most diluted and impure magic. He was basically a human-shaped lesser monster.
That's a little blunt, Jason said.
Because his body was so full of impurities, his purgation when he ranked up would have been very extreme.
It certainly wasn't fun, Jason said.
What do you mean by he made his body?
Belinda asked. Jason and Clive shared a glance.
That's probably best left for another day, Clive said.
Not an explanation that benefits from brevity, Jason agreed. Suffice to say, my ascension to Iron Rank was a messy and profoundly awful experience.
Sophie made quite a mess herself, Belinda said. Good thing this whole place cleans itself, because I wouldn't wish that on anyone. All the muck just sank into the floor.
Mine was still worse, Jason said. I completely passed out.
Are you sure you weren't just weak?
Sophie asked him. Yes, Jason said. I was, but it wasn't just that.
How about we get started?
Clive asked. He had already used his abilities to purge the lingering magic from the previous ritual and draw a new circle on the floor.
Unlike the essences, we'll have to go through the awakening stones one at a time. It's a quick and simple ritual, though.
It was as simple as promised, starting with the awakening stone of eyes.
You have awakened the mystic essence ability, Sight Beyond Sight. You have awakened 2 of 5 mystic essence abilities. Ability, Sight Beyond Sight. Mystic, special ability, perception, cost, none, cooldown, none, current rank, iron, 0.00%, effect, iron, perceive auras. A perception power, Clive said. It's what we expected, but welcome all the same.
Sophie was disoriented at the influx of new stimuli. Her iron rank ability to sense auras was only minutes old and had now erupted with sensitivity. She could not only see the auras of Belinda, Jason, and Clive, but could feel them with all her senses. She could taste the auras around her, feel them on her skin. Belinda's aura was weak, with strange flavors Sophie couldn't make sense of. It felt like spying on her friend's thoughts, and she instinctively withdrew her senses. Instead, she turned them on Jason and Clive. Their auras were much more controlled, nothing escaping the way it did with Belinda. The aura of each man had a strange and powerful feel to them. Clive's aura felt like a wellspring of magical power. Jason's felt more dangerous, oppressive, and controlling. Something wrong? Jason asked as she stared at him.
I was looking at your auras,
she told him, and nodded at Clive.
I like his more.
The remaining stones were the 2 awakening stones of the hand and the 2 of the foot.
I recommend we start with the stones of the hand, Clive said. As you use more awakening stones, the abilities awakened will increasingly fill in the gaps of your power set. If the stones of the hand give you unarmed combat abilities, the stones of the foot are less likely to do so. There's more chance they'll give movement abilities instead.
That sounds fine, Sophie said.
I can't make any promises, though, Clive said.
Understood, she said.
Clive purged the ambient magic and set up a new circle.
You have awakened the mystic essence ability, Immortal Fist. You have awakened 3 of 5 mystic essence abilities. Ability, Immortal Fist, mystic, special ability. Cost, none. Cooldown, none. Current rank, iron, 0.00%. Effect, iron.
Unarmed attacks deal additional resonating force damage, which is highly effective against physical defenses. Suffer no damage from making unarmed strikes against objects and negate all damage from actively intercepted attacks. Not all damage from very powerful or higher ranked attacks will be negated.
Another Mystic Essence ability, Clive said. It's quite unusual to awaken the Confluence Essence abilities first.
Is that bad? Belinda asked.
No, just interesting, Clive said. There's a theory that our personalities have a large impact on the kinds of abilities we awaken.
That's a little worrying, Jason said, considering his own abilities.
Some advocates of this theory suggest that people with a very strong sense of self awaken the Confluence Essence abilities first, although I find the evidence to support that idea rather questionable.
Asano, Sophie said. Hit me with a weapon.
Wait, what? Belinda asked.
Read her ability, Jason said. It negates the damage from incoming attacks.
Reading is all well and good, Belinda said. Trying to catch a sword is another thing altogether.
I have to test the ability sooner or later, Sophie said.
Then I vote later.
Now is best, Jason said, pulling out his magical sword. I have healing potions on hand.
That's a handsome sword, Sophie said.
Jason held it out for her to take. She drew it halfway out of the scabbard as she examined it. With Jason's party interface in effect, she was able to read the description. Item: Dread Salvation, Iron Rank, Growth, Legendary. A sword crafted with gratitude in hope it would be of the greatest use in the moment of greatest need. It was forged with passion and expertise to be a reliable companion, bestowing upon it an incredible potential. Weapon, sword.
A friend made it for me, Jason said. It's my most treasured possession.
I'm still not convinced about this idea, Belinda said.
I told you, Jason said. If anything goes wrong, I've got healing potions. Sophie handed the sword back, and after confirming she was ready, Jason drew it and slashed out at her. She unhesitatingly blocked the attack with a palm strike, the sword bouncing back like it had struck a wall. Everyone looked at Sophie's hand, which was completely unharmed.
Nice, Jason said.
Didn't even hurt, Sophie said.
Keep going. Jason unleashed a series of sword attacks, which Sophie intercepted with forearms, shins, shoulders, and even a headbutt. She took several superficial cuts as she got a handle on the ability, but urged Jason to continue.
I'll need to adjust my fighting style for this, she said.
That's normal, Clive said. An adventurer who doesn't adjust the way they fight to fit their powers is a bad adventurer.
How do you fight? Sophie asked him.
From far away, Clive said. An adaptation in approach I was more than happy to make.
Looks like your ability doesn't just protect your body, Jason said. Your clothes were only cut when you failed to intercept the hit.
Sophie looked down at her clothes, where blood was leaking from several slices in the fabric.
You're right, she said. You said something about healing potions,
Belinda said.
I'd like to try something first, Jason said. He looked at Sophie. You up for it?
I can take anything you've got.
All right, I'm going to throw out a special attack.
He lashed out with his sword again, and she intercepted it with a fist.
Celestine has negated all damage from special attack punish. Special attack punish has inflicted sin on Celestine.
Interesting, Jason said.
Sophie frowned at the message in front of her.
Special attack punish has inflicted sin on you.
You inflicted me with sin, Sophie said. That better not be a sex thing.
You completely negated the damage on my physical attack, Jason told her. Even the magical damage. The non-damage effect still went through, though.
What is that non-damage effect?
Belinda asked.
A curse.
A curse? Sophie said, glaring daggers.
A minor curse, Jason said. It won't do anything unless I use more special attacks on her. Also, I can just take it away.
So take it away,
Belinda demanded.
No worries, Jason said, and pointed an arm at Sophie.
Feed me your sins.
Sophie's life force radiated out from her body as a vibrant red glow. A dark stain swam within it, but was drawn out, floating through the air and vanishing into Jason's outstretched hand. The glowing life force withdrew back into her body, and he tossed her a healing potion from his inventory. She drank it, making a sour face.
Those cheap potions of Jewries get the job done, she said. I cannot get used to that taste, though.
Clive set up another ritual, and Sophie absorbed the next awakening stone of the hand.
You have awakened the mystic essence ability, Radiant Fist. You have awakened 4 of 5 mystic essence abilities. Ability, Radiant Fist, mystic. Special ability, cost, none. Cooldown, none. Current rank, iron, 0.00%. Effect, iron. Unarmed attacks deal additional disruptive force damage, which is highly effective against magical defenses and intangible or incorporeal enemies. Unarmed attacks do not trigger retaliation effects. Negate any non-damage effects from actively intercepted attacks.
Mystic Essence again, Jason said. It's a magic version of the last ability.
That's useful, Clive said. The damage types of those two abilities, resonating force and disruptive force. Between them, you'll get through almost any defense. They're special abilities rather than special attacks, so I imagine the damage is limited, but they will be effective against any enemy you can put a hand to.
Try that special attack again, Sophie said, and Jason pulled his sword back out.
Celestine has negated all damage from special attack, punish. Special attack, punish has inflicted sin on Celestine. Celestine has prevented secondary effects of special attack, punish. Sin does not take effect.
Affliction negation has triggered an effect on weapon, dread salvation. Celestine has negated the triggered effect.
Wow, Jason said. That even stopped my sword from buffing itself.
It seems clear the direction her abilities are taking her, Clive said. Of her first 7 abilities, 3 are defensive and 1 is self-recovery. They aren't blanket defense powers, though. They take skill to use effectively. She's developing an evasion-type defensive specialist power set.
A dodge tank, Jason said.
There are, broadly speaking, 2 kinds of defense specialists, Clive said. They line up with the 2 kinds of essence users we were discussing yesterday. The most common type uses raw toughness, heavy on simple, passive abilities that mitigate damage. Their strengths are standing their ground and withstanding punishment.
And I'm the other type, Sophie said.
It looks that way, Clive said. You can expect more active defensive powers and more mobility. You won't be as good at holding a fixed position, but you'll have the tools to be exactly where you need to be, exactly when you need to be there. You won't be as good at passively taking hits, but you'll be better at intercepting them. The other kind of specialist will outlast you under a barrage of attacks. More powerful, singular attacks can punch through their defenses, though, while you'll have the tools to avoid or negate them.
Sounds like you'll be good at staying alive when things are at their worst, Jason said.
I always have been, Sophie said. Clive set up the next ritual, moving on to an awakening stone of the foot.
You have awakened the balance essence ability, Cloud Step. You have awakened 2 of 5 balance essence abilities. Ability, Cloud Step, balance. Special ability, movement. Cost, low stamina and mana. Cooldown, 20 seconds. Current rank, iron, 0.00%. Effect, iron. Take a single step on air as if it were solid ground, becoming intangible for a brief moment. This ability can be used while all steps are on cooldown at an extreme mana cost per step. If used within mist, fog, or cloud, this ability has no cooldown.
Finally, not a mystic one, Jason said. Kind of a shame at this point. You've almost fully awakened that essence.
What's a cooldown? Belinda asked, reading the ability description.
That's how long you have to wait after using an ability before you can use it again, Jason said.
It's terminology from Jason's world, Clive said. His ability serves as a guide for him to our world, so it describes them in ways he will best understand.
Why would she have to wait? Belinda asked.
Our bodies serve as a medium for the magic of our essence abilities, Clive said. Using the same magic in the same way repeatedly can overstress the body. Less imposing abilities require little or no time before they can be used again, while more excessive powers require more time for recovery. This ability of yours, Miss Wexler, is rather interesting in that you can circumvent this limitation using large amounts of mana.
Is that unusual? Jason asked.
Yes, but far from unheard of, Clive said. It functions by spreading the strain across your body, which allows use in rapid succession, but requires much more mana to push through. Very inefficient, but inefficient is better than unavailable in a critical moment.
Try it out, Belinda said. Sophie trod on an invisible step, then fell back to the floor.
It seems underwhelming, Belinda said.
I want to try the intangible thing, Jason said, pulling a small pouch from his inventory. Try your ability again. Sophie used her ability to step on the air as Jason threw a glazed nut. It bounced off her forehead, earning Jason a glare.
The ability does say briefly intangible, Jason said.
I think we need to get the timing right. Can you feel being intangible?
I think so, Sophie said. There's a very brief sensation of lightness.
After several more attempts, they finally got a glazed nut to pass through Sophie's intangible body, right at the moment she took a step on the air.
I wonder what happens if she uses it while standing on the ground, Jason said.
Would she fall through?
Not through the Cloud Palace, Clive said. One of its many properties is to block the passage of intangible entities. She might go through the stone floor of this room, though.
The ritual room had a stone floor made from a single sheet of smoothly polished rock to facilitate drawing ritual circles. After some experiments, they discovered that Sophie would sink into it if she had a foot on the ground while using the ability. After the fleeting moment of intangibility, her foot was pushed back out of the stone.
You'd have to be moving fast, but you could use that to get through a wall, Belinda said.
You have maybe a second of being intangible. You'd have to be moving fast enough to get most of the way through, so you'd be pushed to the other side.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that test, Sophie said. What if I get stuck halfway through?
Your foot got pushed out of the floor, Belinda said. There's no reason to think a wall would be any different.
What happened to the woman who didn't want me catching swords? Sophie asked.
There are healing potions, Belinda said.
I don't think a healing potion will fix my head occupying the same space as a chunk of wall.
We can take a look at the possibilities later, Clive said. We have more rituals to perform.
In a little bit, Sophie said. I want to see what this ability can do. Asano, spar with me for a bit.
Jason and Sophie engaged in some light sparring, neither pushing too hard. When she had been in the fighting pits, acrobatically using her speed and the walls to outmaneuver her opponents was her signature. She started using her new ability as a wall to kick off whenever she needed. It wasn't wildly effective right away, but she saw the potential. Eventually, she begged off with a splitting headache, and Jason handed her a mana potion.
Is that your first low mana headache? Jason asked.
She sighed with relief as the potion took effect, then nodded.
Not pleasant, are they?
No, they are not, she agreed, rubbing her temples.
Do you want to take a break?
Clive asked.
I'm fine, she said.
Take the break, Belinda scolded. You don't have to tough everything out on principle.
It's past time for lunch anyway, Jason said.
I have sandwiches.
On the bench where the last awakening stone was still waiting to be used, he set out a lunch spread. A tray of sandwiches plus glasses and a pitcher of iced tea, complete with chunks of ice floating in it.
Do you always carry around sandwiches?
Belinda asked as Jason poured out drinks.
He does,
Clive said, taking a sandwich from the tray.
Also a rope ladder.
Sophie wandered over last and Belinda shoved a sandwich in her hand.
Where did you get this chutney?
Belinda asked Jason after biting into her own sandwich.
My landlady makes it. Now that Emiya has set us up in the Cloud Palace, I don't see her, which is a shame. I learned a lot about local ingredients in her kitchen. I went and packed up the rooms my friends and I were renting, and she stocked me up on chutney and jam.
I've been meaning to figure out how you cook things in a kitchen made of clouds and knock out some sweet scones. Belinda chatted with Jason and Clive while Sophie ate in silence. Belinda occasionally glanced her way, noting that Sophie put an end to a good portion of the sandwiches. As Jason packed away the remains of their lunch, Clive set up the ritual for the last awakening stone.
You have awakened the mystic essence ability, Mirage Step. You have awakened 5 of 5 mystic essence abilities. You have awakened all mystic essence abilities. Linked attribute, Spirit, will advance in conjunction with lowest rank mystic essence ability. You have 1 of 4 completed essences. Ability, Mirage Step, Mystic. Special ability, Dimension, Movement, Illusion. Cost, low stamina and mana. Cooldown, 40 seconds. Current rank, Iron, 0.00%. Effect, Iron. Move instantaneously to a nearby location, leaving an after-image behind.
Instantaneous movement, Clive said. It's functionally similar to a teleport, but requires a path of traversal.
Teleporting can be tricky, Jason said. It took me a long time before I was able to successfully... Sophie suddenly appeared next to him. Activate the ability, he finished. Never mind, I guess.
A shimmering afterimage lingered briefly in Sophie's original position before vanishing. As for Sophie herself, she was reeling, unbalanced.
That was amazing, Sophie said as she dizzily held her arms out. That felt absolutely incredible. I'm going to need some practice, though.
That was the last of the Awakening Stones, so I should do that.
Actually, Jason said, Clive and I managed to rustle up some extras yesterday. He walked over to the bench. Though it had been emptied of Awakening Stones, he took out 2 more from his inventory and placed them down. One of these I got from the Adventure Society for catching you. The other I got from... somewhere else, but also for catching you.
Somewhere else? Belinda asked.
Jason didn't respond to the question. Clive took out a 3rd stone, placing it with the other 2.
This is the one I got for catching you, he said. Jason hasn't awakened his full power set, but he's close. Since he's waiting for what Emir is setting up, he decided to give these to you.
What about you? Belinda asked.
I've had my full set for a long time, Clive said. I was just never much of an adventurer.
Jason slapped him on the back. You killed a bronze rank monster in a hidden fortress under a swamp, Jason said. You're a plenty good adventurer now.
Last night, after our meeting, we were belatedly contacted by the Adventure Society about the reward for catching you, Clive said. I was going to give my stone to Jason, but since he was giving his to you, I decided to do the same.
What kinds of awakening stones are they?
Sophie asked. She walked up to the bench, looking at the stones. Jason gestured at them invitingly.
Touch them and see.
Chapter 9. Children. Sophie brushed a hand over the 1st of the 3 awakening stones Clive and Jason had laid out on the bench.
Item, Awakening Stone of Focus. Unranked, uncommon. An awakening stone containing an undistracted power. Consumable, Awakening Stone. Requirements, Unawakened Essence Ability. Effect, Awakens an Essence Ability.